vital information.
I'm glad you were able to make him feel a bit better, poor soul.
I only told him the truth.
Well, I think I can see some of it.
Oh,
yes, thanks. Mm. Good help.
Help. Mm. Not at all bad. Go on.
Right. Well, first of all, the murderer was familiar with Terrace's habits.
Because?
Because he knew about the private entrance to the theatre.
What else?
Terrace probably knew the man.
If it was a man.
Holmes, I've seen the post-mortem report. Two of the blows penetrated the sternum. That takes incredible force.
Well, not incredible, merely considerable. Why did Terrace know his killer?
Because he walked up to him with no suspicions.
Oh, we have Graves' testimony that he always greeted admirers and was free.
Oh, that's true. So it's possible he didn't know him at all.
I don't give up so easily. He knew him all right.
How can you be so sure?
Well, think about the scene. 7:15 at night. Darkness. Just a feeble gas lamp over the door.
The man would have been in shadow.
Exactly. However open he was with his public, I doubt if Terrace would have happily walked right up to a dark and muffled figure lurking in a doorway, unless he had a good idea of who he was.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, we can go further. Terrace not only knew him, he knew him well.
How so?
Precisely because he was in shadow, with his face hidden. Well, Terrace must have recognized him when he stared for his clothes or something. But Graves' word for it, the man didn't speak.
You're right. Yes, Graves explained something that had been puzzling me, too.
Hmm? What's that?
Why Terrace didn't make any attempt to defend himself. Now, usually in a frontal stabbing, there are defense wounds on the hand and forearms. In this case, there was nothing. But now we know that Terrace had his cane in his left hand.
And his right hand in his coat pocket, yeah.
Hmm.
Fascinating.
Hmm, the cottage. The mansion, more like.
Hmm. Rewards of fame. Have you ever acted, Watson?
Good Lord, no.
Hmm? Well, it's a fine profession if you're at the top.
And if you're not?
Hmm. Let's see if the grieving widow will receive us.
Mr. Holmes?
Madam, this is my friend and colleague, Dr. Watson.
My sincere condolences, Mrs. Terrace.
Thank you, sir. Forgive me, but you are Mr. Sherlock Holmes, the detective.
I am.
I'm sorry, but why are you here?
I've been engaged by your late husband's colleagues to investigate his murder.
By his colleagues?
The company of the Adelphi Theatre.
All of them, sir? Or was it perhaps one in particular?
It was.
Jessie Millward.
Presumably she informed you of her intention.
No, sir, she did not.
Do you object to our investigation, Mrs. Terrace?
If you desire it, I can tell Miss Millward that I'm relinquishing the case.
You may tell Miss Millward whatever you wish. Now, gentlemen, you must excuse me. I have to visit my daughter. I'll send in the maid with your hats.
Oh, well, quiet. What do we know about Mrs. Terrace?
Let's see. Yeah. Amy Terrace, née Fellows, actress, gave up promising career when she married.
Mm-hmm.
One daughter, Ella Lyon, unmarried, also an actress. Mm-hmm. The Terrace's marriage was famously successful and happy.
Yes, oh, more play acting to judge from her reaction to our client's name.
Mm.
Your hats and gloves, gentlemen.
Oh, thank you.
Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky.
Tell me, Vicky, where does Mrs. Terrace's daughter live?
In Camberwell, sir, but you won't find her there.
Where will I find her?
Where she's been for the past 6 weeks, poor woman. Charing Cross Hospital.
There's something quite eerie about an empty theatre.
Oh, you think so?
Hmm.
Oh, I find the atmosphere invigorating.
Mm. Mm. Yes, what is that smell?
Sighs. They use it to scratch the canvas on the flats.
On the what?
Mr. Holmes? Dr. Watson?
Oh, Miss Millward.
Come on up. There are steps on the left.
Excellent acoustics, hmm? Oh, for a muse of fire that will ascend the brightest heaven of invention.
A kingdom for a stage, princes to act. I'm so sorry.
Oh, let me find you a chair.
No, I'm all right. Well, Mr. Holmes, have you come to report progress?
I have.
That's excellent. What have you discovered?
I've discovered that you and the late William Terrace enjoyed a most intimate relationship.
I do not deny it.
I'm glad to hear it. Honesty is of infinitely more use to me than deception. Do you object to discussing the subject?
Not if it will help.
and could well do so.
Then ask me your questions.
Exactly how deep was the friendship